Tim White from he's an associate professor in the Department of Media Journalism and Film, and is here to talk about something that has been exclusive to Springfield, at least within the state of Missouri now, for two decades. In fact, this is the 21st annual Manhattan Short Film Festival, and it's tomorrow night.
Yeah, it is. It's tomorrow night, and like you said, it is this is the only place in Missouri where you can see these films. They will be shown all over the world for the next week or so. And like every year, the people who see the films will be voting on the winners. And so people can come see these films tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30, the Plaster Student Union. And they'll get to vote on their favorite.
Now, there were close to 1,600 entries from 73 countries. Now, who winnowed those down to the final nine, which is what everybody across the world is going to be looking at over
right.
the next week?
Well, the Manhattan Short people in New York watch these things. They have a year to do it, which is good because there's so many.
1,500 films?
Yes. Yeah, but they watch them and they get it down to this year nine finalists. And they are a good batch of films. Every year they're good films. But I've seen these, and these are good films, and there's a couple especially that I kind of like. So
we don't know if we'll highlight those necessarily or not.
That's okay. I don't mind. I'm a sucker for animation, so there's one animated film from New Zealand called Fire in Cardboard City, which I think is quite clever.
Some of the most clever stuff comes out of the animated shorts.
It does, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if you remember, I mentioned this last year, one of the ones that I thought was the best that wasn't very popular here in Springfield went on to win the Academy Award, and that was another animated short. So people should trust what I say.
You're right. The man knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. I have a PhD.
Cut him some slack, will you? Now, as you said, the films will be screened pretty much simultaneously around the world over a week period from actually yesterday they started and running through October the 7th. Right. Best film, best actor awards are determined by ballots cast by the audience.
That's right.
In each of the participating venues. And by virtue of their selection by Manhattan Short, every short film is automatically Oscar qualified.
Right, right. And two have won for the best short film.
Already.
Well, in the past.
Or in the past. Yeah. I see, in the past.
Right.
You mentioned Fire and Cardboard City from New Zealand. Let's mention the other eight films in this package.
Okay, well, there are a couple from the United Kingdom. And one of them, Two Strangers Who Meet Five Times, I think is going to be a big favorite with the crowd. There is one from the United States, which is clever.
It's called Home Shopper.
Home Shopper, yes. And I think a lot of people will be able to identify with it. One from Kosovo, a sort of feminist film from Kosovo. There's a really interesting one from Germany about a woman who is recalling something that happened to her during World War II, when the Russians entered Berlin. One from Hungary, which I think people probably like that one too. And then one from Canada and one from Austria. And the one from Austria, Lacrimosa, is another one of my favorite films. It's a really, really beautifully shot film.
Now, when we say short films, what are the running lengths of these things?
The average is probably about 15 minutes, but they range from about 8.5 to 18.5. But like I said, the average is somewhere around 15
minutes. So below 20 minutes anyway.
Right, yeah.
Well, all right. The music or film lovers here in the Springfield area can unite with audiences all over the world and choose favorite short films at the 21st annual Manhattan Short Film Festival. The local showing is tomorrow night from 7 till 9:30 in Plaster Student Union Theater. Admission is $10, and proceeds support the Department of Media Journalism and Film's Digital Film Production Scholarship.
That's right, and there will also be popcorn for sale. Our production club for students, the Academic Media Production Guild, will be there helping me sell tickets and selling popcorn as well.
Now, interestingly, all nine, as you said, we already mentioned that all nine short films are Oscar qualified, but they will be screened at the Los Feliz 3 cinemas in Hollywood from basically now through the end of October, and that is pretty much the official venue where they are screened
to get them Oscar
for Academy Award nomination.
Right.
Well, all right. You can contact Dr. White at 836-5218. Is there a web page people can go to?
The information is on our Facebook page, which, if I recall, is Media Journalism and Film at MSU.
Okay.
And that's also where I will put the results of the voting, and that will be on the October 8th, I think, at 10 a.m. And so as soon as I find out those results, I will put them on Facebook. If people want to hang around after the screening, we can tell them who won here in Springfield. But I will also put that information on Facebook, and then I'll put the international winners on there as well.
And, of course, the overall Manhattan Short website is manhattanshort.com,
right.
I believe.
Yeah, the information will be there also. And I want to when we hand out the ballots, there will also be room on there for people to put their names and email addresses. And people should do that because that way they will be informed every year when the festival is coming up. And we always have people who come from pretty far away, from all over Missouri, but also from places like Arkansas and Oklahoma, because there's no place else they can see these films. So for a lot of people, it's like an annual ritual, come to the Manhattan Short Film Festival. And just if people are trying to figure out where to park, Lot 24 is where most people will park. It's a little schlep over there, but that's probably the closest place to park.
All right, Tim, thanks for coming in again.
You're very welcome.
Have fun tomorrow night.
Yep, and I will see you again next year.
All right.